This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by Raleigh County government officials. From my left to my right, County Commissioner John Ford. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Clancy Holman, County Counselor, joins us. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Greg McHenry, who is the Raleigh County Appraiser. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good to have you all in here. The big story here in our newscast, one of the big stories was dealing with the budget here and potential budget cuts coming here for a lot of different departments. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here, but we're going to start here with the dark store theory. As I understand, there was a Board of Tax Appeals decision made recently here regarding a Bass Pro Shop location in Johnson County that could impact us here in Raleigh County. And Greg, I'll let you kind of start things here.
Sure. Yeah, the board order at BOTA, we refer to them, Board of Tax Appeals, was from a Johnson County case within the last few weeks. Bass Pro Shop had appealed their value for, I believe this was 2016, so it's even an older case. It's not one that, you know, would be in the last year or two even. But in that particular case, they ruled in favor of something that we referred to as the hypothetical least fee approach or dark store theory in their ruling. This is something that's been going on for a while at BOTA. The difference here in a couple of ways, differences are, number one, in the past, BOTA had kind of come up with a number, some kind of arbitrary number, somewhere in between the county's value and the value being argued by the tax rep for the property owner. In this case, they went directly with that hypothetical least fee approach value, which was significant. It was about a 45% decrease in value for that property, which is in a great location, high traffic area in Olathe, one of the desirable areas for any retailer to be. By all accounts, you know, the store is doing well, high traffic counts in and out of the store, that type of thing. But in their ruling, they went as far as to say that hypothetical least fee income approach is the best indicator of value. And that caught the attention of a lot of us across the state in our appraisal offices, because hypothetical least fee is not even a real appraisal approach to value. And a hypothetical flies in the face of the definition of market value that's contained in our Kansas statutes. It's very clear in the statutes, a simple definition that comes from Black's Law Dictionary, which has been used for many decades for the definition of market value in the private side and the public side of the appraisal business. But fee simple value has nothing hypothetical about it, and it's based on what is there today and what that complete bundle of rights would entail for a property. So it really goes against basic appraisal theory. Kansas is not the only state that's had these kinds of issues, but it's really become kind of a heated issue here in the last 18 to 24 months in Kansas. And this case was the first one where they, you know, ruled entirely in favor of hypothetical lease fee.
That's interesting here because, you know, as you mentioned, they are in a high traffic volume area. I'm familiar with the location of that Bass Pro Shop. What would this translate to here in Raleigh County as far as retailers are concerned here?
Well, we have two cases, well, actually three, but one of them is the same property for two different tax years coming up here sometime probably in the fall. First one is Home Depot, and actually it'll be coming up in June 24th, so here shortly. The others are Manhattan Marketplace, or what people would kind of commonly think of as most of the North redevelopment area. Does not include Hy-Vee, for example, but most of the rest of the complex there. And in both cases, the tax reps that are litigating these cases on behalf of the property owners are using hypothetical lease fee appraisals to make their arguments. So we will have our county's value, and as is almost mandated now at BOTA, we also have a fee appraisal paid for by the county to have an objective second opinion of value, and then the hypothetical lease fee. The county's value in both of these cases are about 45% higher than what the hypothetical lease fee would indicate. And in these two cases anyway, the fee appraisal values are slightly more than what the county values were. So our arguments in the past have always been, we have two indications of market value done independently that are using recognized appraisal techniques and standards versus this hypothetical lease fee, which is not that. But hypothetical lease fee has now been successful.
Mm. Well, it's very interesting here. So obviously this would be taking money away from the county tax rolls here. If these cases are successful, how much of a hit are we expecting?
Well, there's really two issues. And the bigger issue from an appraisal standpoint is not the revenue issue. We don't look at tax dollars. We don't know what they're going to be. You know, we're setting our values January 1st, and then budgets determine what that level of taxation is going to be. Primarily, you know, your three local units of government. School districts in the city of Manhattan, at least, are typically about 48-49% of that property tax burden. And then the remainder is split pretty typically between city and county. County tends to be a little bit lower than the city. So on the revenue side of things, it obviously affects all three of those local units of government, and in a smaller degree, the state, because there is a component of state school financing that goes to the state, and then in theory at least is redistributed back locally, as well as I think it's 4 mills or something like that that goes to the state for other needs. Excuse me. The bigger issue from an appraisal standpoint would be that this is a matter of fairness and equity. You know, our jobs as county appraisers is not to set a level of taxation, but it's to make sure that whatever policies are put in place are enforced uniformly and equally. And the state constitution is very clear that properties in Kansas are to be valued at market value. All properties, with the exception of agricultural use properties, at market value. And, you know, to us, we're seeing very quickly a separate class of property owners that aren't being held to that definition. And so that is becoming a constitutional issue. It's also becoming a tax shift to all the other property owners. And, you know, typically in most counties, residential property owners, farms, ranches, residential property owners make up about 80, sometimes 85% of the distribution of property owners within the tax roll. And that's really where the shift goes, as well as to smaller businesses, local businesses in many cases, who are not appealing at this level using that hypothetical lease fee argument.
From a legal standpoint here, Clancy, I guess maybe you're the expert here on this stuff. What recourse does the county have to protect itself from these kind of cases?
Okay, well, good question, Brandon. Greg did a great job explaining from the appraisal side. On the legal side, I mean, quite frankly, one of the most immediate thing the counties do is they make sure that when they make an argument about before the Board of Tax Appeals, when they're in front of the Board of Tax Appeals, they're using those accepted appraisal principles that are well known. There's no question what they are, and they all are geared towards doing exactly what Greg described, fair market value. That's where any decision by BODA is supposed to end up. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. And instead, what we're seeing a crack in that being begun and possibly going to widen, as Greg said, this separate class that don't have to prove that their property value they're asking for is based on fair market value. It isn't based on sales of similar property. It's not based on the cost that was a part of preparing that property. And it certainly has nothing to do with whether or not that's a going concern. I mean, when's the last time you saw a Bass Pro Shop go out of business or even be in trouble? I mean, for goodness sakes, they just bought Cabela's. That's not a business that's failing. And yet hypothetical lease fee allows bad comparable values to be used by the person who's trying to artificially spin down the value of their real property. And that doesn't sound like a big deal, but remember what Greg said. What happens is that matters to people like me, homeowners. I don't want my real property value to increase to make up for an artificial value on a big box retailer. And that's what will that will happen, whether slowly, quickly, or whatever. That revenue that is necessary for county government and other local government entities, which are service businesses, that's what they do. They need operating money in order to provide the services that people expect and at the level that they expect locally. And so it matters whether or not you think when you hear stories, when the public hears stories about, oh, this argument over dark stores and big box retailers. Well, the reason I would suggest people need to pay attention is because that is a shift. That operating revenue needs to come from somewhere. And as Greg identified, the two primary ways that's going to be made up are potentially from residential real property owners like me and like everybody else who owns a home. That's a big deal. That's a real fairness issue, as Greg said. So what happens in the short term is counties and cities that are exposed to this brand new theory that involves, whenever you hear the phrase hypothetical lease fee, I would suggest people substitute the word dark store. The people advocating it don't want to argue that because literally what happens when they go in and they're presenting their comparable sales to say, this is what our property ought to be valued like, they're showing vacant properties or dilapidated properties 20 years out of date that have nothing to do with a thriving big box retailer, zero. And that's just irrational. You know, legal principles aside, that makes no sense. But that's what they're using. And it's because they have this made up principle of hypothetical lease fee. And the second way that counties and cities are looking at, beyond opposing it with real settled principles at the hearings before the Board of Tax Appeals, is to offer a change to the statute to make it real clear that in Kansas, consistent with the Constitution, fair market value doesn't include this fake, made-up principle of hypothetical lease fee. And what we've offered, our legislative delegation has been helpful in Raleigh County. We've proposed working with the city and other local entities. Greg worked out, we sat down and figured out what we thought made a common sense amendment to the existing statutory definition of fair market value. All that needs to be changed are 10 words. Here's the phrase that the local governmental entities are willing to support as an amendment to the existing definition of fair market value. All it needs to say is, fair market value does not include a hypothetical lease fee, period. That's it. That's all that needs to be in there to really, if that were enacted by the legislature, passed by the legislature, and subsequently signed into law by the governor, that fixes this. That stops a phony, non-recognized real property appraisal principle from being used to, again, artificially reduce value of properties and cause the shift of the loss of revenue to that to slide over onto residential property owners and, quite frankly, to smaller commercial properties who aren't in there arguing for this. I would argue also yet, because we've also heard that this could actually spread, because if you start long-term, the problem this is going to cause is, I as a homeowner, if I have a home where I'm not using most of it, why shouldn't I be in there arguing that I would use a similar dark store concept and start saying that, well, look, I shouldn't be, look how worthless my home is. It's not occupied. Or a home like mine, 20 years older, but has the same number of rooms and that kind of thing, same square footage, that's how you really ought to value my property. Well, that has nothing to do with how my property would sell on the open market, because it's not like that other property. That's not a comparable. And so some of these terms are a little esoteric, but if you break them down to the common sense point, and if you look at the common sense solution we've offered that's very simple, nothing complicated about this, it doesn't seem to me. If I can understand it, anybody can. And the world of, for the most part, the world of appraisal principles is way above my head, but it doesn't take any real serious analysis to see that if you're valuing a property and the appraisal rules that are well settled say you look at, to determine the fair market value of that property, you look at a similar property. You look at one that really rationally represents the same kind of property that would sell on the open market. But pretending that a Bass Pro Shop is vacant is nonsense. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you don't need any high-flown legal principles or anything else to see how irrational that is and how unfair it is. because of what it's going to cause long term. So,
all right. Well, we'll talk a little more about this. We need to take a break, but we'll come back more in focus on K-Man after this.